Unit 2. Happy and Unhappy. Conversation 1.
What are you smiling about?
I'm in a great mood. I've just received a notice of acceptance from Harvard University. They've given me a full scholarship.
Congratulations! I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. I hope you'll receive yours soon. Conversation 2.
Susan looks like she's on cloud 9.
Yes, she is. She's been looking for an apartment for 2 months, and she finally found the perfect place.
Terrific. I'm so excited for her.
Conversation 3.
Susan has come back for her winter holiday.
Really? I'm so pleased to hear the news.
Would you like to come and see her?
Sure, I will be glad to. Conversation 4.
Well, you there. The police were here this morning. You know why, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is a very serious matter. You were caught stealing. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm very sorry, sir. I won't do it again.
What more? This is the fourth time you've been late this week. You'll have to do better than that, or I might find it necessary to let you go.
It won't happen again, I assure you. Conversation 5.
Have you got the report card for your exams this morning? Yes, Mom. I got an 85 in Chinese and 80 in math.
I'm glad you finally got an 85 in Chinese, and I think you're beginning to do well in math. But what about the other subjects?
I got a 78 in chemistry and a 61 in physics.
Only 61 in physics? That's too low a grade. I thought you liked physics.
I do, but I didn't do well on the exam. I don't know why.
I know why. You didn't study enough.
Oh, Mom, I've studied very hard. But the teacher asked foolish questions.
Excuses, excuses. Anyway, on the whole, the results aren't too bad. But you must do better in the future. And no more excuses.
Okay, Mom.